please consider calling into the show today. We have a number of hot topics, and your voice needs to be heard. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is your opportunity to make sure your opinion is heard over the noise of the media. James T. Deshaies is committed to bringing the voice of the people to the world stage. He'll select topics, but your voice will be the focus. So take time to spend with him and inform the world of your views. We can no longer sit back and let others tell us what to think. The cost of being a silent majority is too great, and too many lives are being destroyed. The leaders around the world need to be put on notice that their jobs and careers depend on how well they listen. Call in on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 657-383-0309, or Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8867, or Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 657-383-0309. Why don't you add Thoughts, Love, and Reflections to your weekly schedule? If you have story ideas or topics of discussion, contact James Deshaies at 407-394-9819 or email djames82@aol.com.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
This is your host, James T. Deshaies, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Welcome to the day today for the opportunity for us to discuss some exciting things. We want to just spend our time interacting and allowing everyone to have their opinions heard today. And so today is a special day because it's the only day of its kind. So we're going to get started. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and wait till everybody gets on the line so we can continue our conversation.
I think I'm capsizing.
James T. Deshae, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. You know, as always, you know, I'm always happy to be here with you. And I want to encourage you to go to my website, www.jamestdeshae.com. That's www.jamestdeshae.com. I want you to go there and look around, read all the different articles that are there, or listen to some of the past radio shows, and let me know what you think. It's really important to me to know if my website is one that will keep you coming back again and again and again. And also, think about the possibility of ordering my two books. My first book was Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. Second book is Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. My third book will be coming out soon. So I'm looking forward to you all having the opportunity to purchase my book. And let me know what you think. It is a very good read, and I promise you, you'll read them over and over again. Today we want to do some talking about. I have an issue that I want my audience to assist me with. I met someone online who is constantly debating with me over and over again about the same subject. They are truly anti-American. They come with a lot of rhetoric about how African-Americans have been fooled and we're deceived and that we need to think for ourselves. And it really bothers me every time I get in a conversation with this individual because she tries to convince me that somehow or another my way of thinking is based on emotion and that I'm not using my logic to come to my conclusion. And, of course, she doesn't consider herself a Christian. She believes that Christianity was given to us by slave masters, and somehow we're not supposed to believe in the words of Christianity. And, you know, what bothers me about that is Christianity was a part of the world long before America was discovered. And so, therefore, to me, the rules and regulations that I follow related to my faith go a lot further back than slavery. And so, therefore, my beliefs about a greater being, someone who created an opportunity for me to be here, is not just written in stone or foundation of what I believe related to the religion as it exists here. The things that I believe in go. And so a lot of times, you know, I'm convinced that sometimes people want, they believe in things, and somehow or another they don't feel comfortable with letting you believe what you believe without them somehow trying to tear down the basis of your foundation. And I find that extremely difficult to talk to somebody when they're constantly trying to rip apart what has been a part of my journey for so long. You know, I'm very tolerant of what other people believe, and I don't necessarily believe in one God. And what I mean by that is, I think God comes in a lot of different formats to a lot of different people depending on where they come from. You know, I have trouble with some people who are so strong in Christianity that they don't leave any options for other individuals too. You know, I mean, it's like we have to understand there are places on earth where governments don't allow their citizens to have the freedom to read the Bible. There are places where there are people who've never even seen the Bible, who don't know anything about turning on a TV and listening to the gospel, who don't know anything about getting together and going to a location and having church every day or two or three times a week or being open to it on the radio and all the different ways we have it. So it concerns me that somehow people believe that God is so incapable of making a way to heaven for those people who have not had the same kind of environment that we have here in America, or people have in Canada, or people have in other places where they have the freedom to select the religion of their choice. And so I would like to have a conversation in regards to our freedom and the tolerance we need to create, because sometimes I find it really difficult to talk to people who are so fixated on what they believe that they have no tolerance for what other people believe and how other people live their lives. I'm one of a person who believes in peace, and I want there to be peace and prosperity for everyone, and I don't want to dictate what people believe or how they live their life based on, you know, the way I live mine and my thinking. So it is interesting to me. You know, I believe in government. I believe my government is honest. And until I find out otherwise, I'm going to continue to believe that my government is honest. You know, some people want to believe that every facet of our government is dishonest, that us voting is useless. And I'm just not going to fall into that category. I want to believe that what I'm doing and how I participate in my government and how I participate in my religion is my free will and has nothing to do with emotion. It has to do with me being committed to my religious beliefs in a way that allows me to live my life in prosperity. We're going to take another short break. We're at the first 15 minutes, and we're going to give some time for some of our callers to call in, because I really want to discuss this to the fullest. You know, how do you deal with interacting with people who somehow believe that your religious beliefs are based on a faulty foundation and somehow they have all the answers? We'll be back on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection in a few minutes.
Tonight I'm in a romantic mood. Yeah. Let's take a shower. Shower together. I'll wash your body. You wash mine. Yeah. Baby, there's something that I want to do to you.
James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. You know, we're just talking about dealing with overbearing people who somehow feel like they got all the answers and that everything that you believe and you live your life by has somehow altered your existence in a way that you are under the grips of some type of mind-altering power. You know, I met this person again online, and I began to share my poetry with her and just talk to her about life in general, and I came to understand that she is totally against government. She's totally against Christianity, and she believes that Christianity was given to us, given to African Americans by their slave masters in order to enslave us and to steal our ability to think for ourselves. Every time I get involved with these conversations with her, it just seems like I cannot get her to believe how intolerant she is. And I try to tolerate what she believes, but she seems unable to see any faults. She truly believes that she's analyzed everything that has been put before her, And one of the strange things about people who do research and find themselves going against everything that we as Americans believe is that they don't realize that they're reading books written by other people, and them themselves have determined that that's what they want to believe. It's interesting. When you decide you want to believe something, you have to put your faith in the words that you're reading and understand that those words were written by someone who can't tell you why they wrote them. Or you don't truly know if they wrote them from a place where they were truly trying to give you the truth. There is a lot of written words that destroy the lives of people who fall prey to the hatred that is involved in the word. And so here I am. I want to believe in our Constitution. I want to believe in the Christian Bible that I was raised up on. And I want to believe that it's okay for people to think differently than I do. I'm tolerant of other people's beliefs because ultimately life is about treating people fairly. It's about being peaceful. It's about living your life in a way where you don't tread on the lives of others. So that is what my foundation is. But when you meet people who have these conspiracy theories about everything, it is just difficult to interact with them when everything they see it through the eyes of people trying to take advantage of them. They see it through the eyes of somehow that the majority of us are being fallen prey to a trick. And so I just wanted to get on the air and talk those of you who are out there who find themselves from time to time running into these people who somehow have just believed that somehow we are being tricked by the system, that our whole lives are based on something that is not true. And how do you deal with that? How do you deal with the fact that there are people out there who literally believe in a conspiracy that is going on every day? You know, that somehow we're that African Americans and other minorities and even whites are being led to slaughter by the beliefs of Christianity and by the belief of the Constitution. And it just seems like these people are out of control. I mean, where did they come from? Where did they get so indoctrinated with this rhetoric that has them unable to believe or be happy? It's like I can't imagine how you could be happy in a world where you don't believe any of the things that are the foundation of our country or that is the religion that we all want to have faith in and understand. I just don't understand that. And understand me, I believe that all different faiths that believe in peace and prosperity and loving one another have value. I may not believe in the Jews' way of thinking, but as long as they believe in peace and prosperity and they believe in love and not hatred, I'm okay with that. I'm not Catholic, so there's some things that Catholics believe that I don't believe, but I'm tolerant of that. So I just want to ask people, you know, how do you deal with people who are so far removed from what it is that you believe and that you get bogged down in these conversations with them and they have no to be tolerant of what your beliefs are? How are you doing today, Cassie?
Good afternoon, Mr. Deshay. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. And yourself?
I'm doing fine. Cassie, I want to talk to you today, and I hope that you can help me. You know that I'm on Facebook all the time, and I'm always trying to encourage more and more people to get involved in the show and to be a part of my audience. And I ran into a person who I talk to on a regular basis, and I've tried to get them to come on the show. And, you know, part of the show is that your opinion, you know, the show is supposed to be open to your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular person is very, is not tolerant of my beliefs, both in the Constitution and in government, and of my Christianity. And she feels like I'm a puppet. And I want to know, have you met people who thought that African Americans who were slaves were indoctrinated with Christianity by their slave masters, and that we are just puppets that are walking through life believing what we have been indoctrinated by, and that we have, at some point, we need to break away from our shackles and rebuke the laws and the beliefs of America? And, you know, have you ever ran into anybody who's so intolerant of your beliefs that it made it difficult for you to have conversations with them?
Well, yes, and I just have to refer back to what the Word of God says, that God is not an author of confusion, and that you have to meet people where they are. And this particular person, you just have to meet her where she is. And if she doesn't believe what you believe, that's fine. But you guys still should be able to meet in the middle, conversation where you're not arguing about religion or politics, because they said those are the two things that you don't discuss with family and close friends, which is religion and politics. So your light should be shining so that she should see that you're different from where she is and how you live your life, so that way you can draw her to what you believe. But I would not continue to entertain an argument or a back and forth with this particular person, because you can't win. Only God can change or transform a person from the place that they are in to where they need to go.
And you're so right. You know, I mean, I find it, you know, I try to be very tolerant of people and understand that people come from different places and we are products of our environment. You know, there are times when I talk to Christian people and I have to shake my head, because they somehow, you know, it's like I believe that God has an unlimited power. And that he knows, when he talks about it, he knows the hairs on your head, he knows how many hairs on your head. And so when I hear those kinds of things, I take those things literally. And what I mean by that is, like, here I am, I was fortunate to be born in America. And in America we have freedom of religion. And so I have the ability to see gospel being taught on the television. I have the ability to hear gospel on my radio, and I have the ability to go to church as often as I want to. And so when you talk to people who have the freedoms that we have, Kathy, they seem to be so intolerant of people in other places. And what I mean, I've literally talked to people who are Christians here in America, and they will say that people in China are going to go to hell. And I say, well, wait, I say, God knows that these people were born under a government that is oppressive, and that if they get caught with a Bible, they could literally be killed. And so when you're born under those kind of restrictions, I think God knows your inner spirit. And when he knows your inner spirit, it goes beyond your ability. You don't have the freedom to go to church every day. You don't have the freedom to sit at the table with your children and break out a Bible and talk about, you know, and read the verses every day. So wouldn't you believe that people who are in places where there is not even a Bible, that God will make provisions for them to get to heaven?
Absolutely, because the Bible says that the world is not going to come to an end until every person has heard about who Jesus Christ is. So that means that whether they hear it on TV, whether they read a Bible, whether someone come in contact with them and begin to minister to them about it. It doesn't matter where they are, whether they're in Africa in a tribe, whether they're in China, wherever they are, they will have the opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And I was gonna say one more thing to you concerning that young lady that you were talking about. You know, the Bible talks about being mature in the Lord. And when you first come to the Lord, you are considered a baby Christian, just like a brand new baby out of the womb, until you have read through the Word and God has revealed Himself directly to you. So that lady could be just like a baby, not knowing, you know, not a baby in Christ, but because she doesn't know the Word of God, because she has not been saved, then yes, you're going to have those kind of conversations with people. You're going to have people that's going to argue you down, say you're a slave, and why would you believe in someone that you can't see and doesn't exist, because they do not have the understanding of who Christ is. So what you do is you say, okay, I'll just pray for you, and you keep moving, because you cannot argue or even go into a debate with those people because their eyelids are still closed to the Lord.
And the other thing is, and I guess where my faith comes in, and my faith believing that God is going to make provisions for all people because He knows their internal spirit. When you go back to Adam and Eve, and when he talks about God breathed into the nostrils of God, of Adam, and awoken him, that put part of God in the side of us. So there's a part of us, when you grow up as a baby and you know that you're an infant and there are a lot of things you don't know, you still know when you're doing right and wrong. And what I mean by that, you know, if you go to a village in the deepest part of Africa, people are going to know that it's wrong to mess with another man's wife. They're going to know it's wrong to mess with another man's children. They're going to know it's wrong to steal another man's pig. And so, therefore, there are universal rules that come to us from the Word that we know even without having a Bible, because that honesty and those beliefs were breathed into all of us. You know, if I cause you any pain, I should be unhappy about that. I shouldn't have pleasure or happiness when I know I've caused you pain. And that's a universal rule. And some of us go against it. And some of us, the evil within us covers the goodness that exists in all of us that are children. That's why people are in turmoil when they're evil and doing evil things. They're still in turmoil because the good is still telling them that they're wrong, and they're having to deal with the evil that they've done. And so I believe that God or our Creator is within us, and some of us are battling the beliefs, the universal beliefs that come with our Creator. What are your thoughts about that? Because I think it goes deeper than just the written word. I think it's just goodness is a part of your internal spirit, I believe.
Well, yeah, when you are born, but as you are raised, then you take on the habits of the people that you live around. And that is law, that you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do this. You know, you're not supposed to go out there and drive drunk. That's against the law. You know, you can't go and have an affair with someone else's wife or husband. That's the law. That's adultery. So that is the law. So some things are law and some things are spiritual, meaning the Bible says that walk in the Spirit. The Spirit is the things of God, the goodness, the grace, the love, the kindness, the joy. Walk in the Spirit of God so that you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Flesh wants us to do things that are wrong. Flesh wants us to not think and to go ahead and do things. But when you walk in the Spirit, then you will not do, or you will try not to do those things. And yes, God created every last person, but you have to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior to be a part of the kingdom. There are two worlds. There's the kingdom world, and there is the world that we live in now, which is a man's world, because once we die, you know, you're either going to go to one place or the other. And as a believer, you are going to the kingdom of heaven. If you do not accept Jesus as your personal Savior, you will not be joining us in that kingdom.
All right. And we have another caller on 9751. We're talking about when you deal with people who somehow are not tolerant of your beliefs and your thoughts, and they make you feel like, you know, you're living a life that is wrong. How do you deal with the combativeness of an individual who wants to tell you that the foundation that has been created for you is an error? 9751, are you there? Give us your name and where you're calling from. All right, Kathy, I want to continue to just talk about, because, you know, those of us who are in our 50s, we have lived our lives in a way that we're on a journey, and this journey allows us to benefit from what it is we believe. I mean, your beliefs allow you to be fruitful and multiply and gain strength from what it is you believe. And so with myself, I know that I go out every day and I try to live a life where I don't bring disappointment to my parents, even though they're deceased. I try to live a lawful existence where I don't go around breaking the law. I mean, and so I want to believe in the rules that are before me. And I realize that America, there are times when the laws may be unfair, but I want to believe in the system. And so should I be held or thought of as uneducated because I want to believe in the system, both the religious belief, my religious belief, and my constitutional beliefs? Do you think we should be thought of as uneducated because we want to believe in the system?
Absolutely not, because the system is a part of this world. And we have to, as long as we are breathing, we have to go by the laws of the system, meaning how everything was set up. And as a Christian, it should be even more smoother, because you're not only living a life by the law, you're living a life by God. So whatever laws are set up, then you know that you're going to abide by them, but then you know that your Father has also told you that he's going to take care of you. You know, so then you get double for where someone that is not abiding by the rules, somebody that is breaking the law, then you know, we know what happens to those people when they get caught. You know, they have to go to court, they have to go to jail, they have to whatever the consequences are behind whatever they did, they have to pay the penalty for it. So no, that's a lie. Just like there are all kind of lies out there, that is a lie.
And you know, and when I was talking to the person the other night, and I was telling them that I was a part of, you know, I was I worked at the jail, and they told me I was a part of the system that was jailing minorities. And I said to them, though I believe there are things that go on that allow the system to put more African Americans or people in color in jail, they have to take responsible for their behavior as well. You know, there's a way to avoid the system so that you don't fall prey to it and that you don't fall prey to its biases. And that way is to just stay away from trouble. I realize that when African Americans and minorities get in trouble, they usually get the short end of the stick. But again, one of the ways to make sure you don't get the short end of the stick or get involved is do things so that you don't get caught up into a criminal activity. You know what the consequences are. So what you should be trying to do is avoid the chance that you'll get caught up in the system and not let its biases have an effect on your existence.
In actuality, James, you were there as a help to those people. So because of what you did, because of the information that you gave them, you know, you talked to them about their life. You talked to them about changing when they get out. You talked to them. You gave them things that other people would not give them because of how they went in there. So in actuality, you were an access to those people, because see, there are people in there that do not want to help them, do want them to go down in the dirt without any change happening in their life. But see, it's people like you, it's people like me, Andre, Regina, Trish, and the other people that come on this line that want to see change, that try to make change where we are planted in certain places so we can be a help to those people that are around us that don't know and can't help themselves.
And you're so right. That's the way I think of it as well. You know, I believe everyone deserves a second chance, but you certainly have to be responsible for the steps that you take, and that you need to avoid being caught up into the bad system that is before us. You know, part of what God talked about is, you know, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and give unto me what is mine. And my thought about that is, Caesar to me is the Constitution and the laws of the land. And it's important that I follow the laws of the land, or if not, if I refuse to follow the laws of the land, then I have to be aware and prepared for the consequences. And so that, you know, you have to do what it takes to make sure you're living your life in a fashion that you don't create pitfalls for yourself and you recognize what the rules are. You know, my father used to tell me, the way to prosper in America is learn the rules and learn the rules better than the persons who made the rules. And so when you learn to play by the rules in a fashion where you can win, then you can be successful. But you don't complain about the rules, or if you think a rule is unfair, then you work in the system to get the rules changed. And that's what we have to be prepared to do. But there seems to be people out there who are just bent and determined to believe that everything that the Constitution, the government, and the voting system is all rigged, and that people of color don't have an opportunity to have a fair shake. And I just don't believe that's true.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, and that part about giving to Caesar what is Caesar, and that's, you know, that's our taxes. That's just, you know, like if I go and live in someone's house, I can't just live there without paying for it. So those are the type of things that belong to Caesar. When I go to Caesar was just a name back in the biblical days, but it does apply to right now. I can't just go in the grocery store and fill up two bags and think that I don't have to pay for it. I do have to pay for it because it does not belong to me. That's what that means.
And that's so true. We're at the 15 minutes left, and I'm going to take a break, and we're going to come back and finish out the show. We're talking about, you know, how do we live our lives in this system and as Christians and as believers, and how do we deal with people who attack us for our beliefs and our beliefs in the system and in Christ?
Your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
can walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, coming to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We're talking today about how your beliefs are impacted by others and how other people sometimes attack you for what it is you believe and the foundation that is governing your journey. You know, we all have a journey in this world. We're all trying to make our way, and we're trying to live in happiness, joy, and prosperity. But there are times when people want you to believe that your beliefs are somehow built on emotion, or somehow your beliefs were given to you by your slave masters, and yet you're living in a fantasy world. And we're just talking about how do you fight back and let people know that, you know, you're not going to let your opinion or your beliefs or your foundation be under attack, and that, you know, it is okay to share, for people to share their opinions with you, but you won't be allowed to allow your spirit and your foundation to be under attack when you are discussing things with them, or be made to feel like somehow or another everything you believe is not real, you know, because I truly believe that my faith is real. Kathy, how you feel about that?
Can you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
How do you feel about you know, people attacking your faith and your feelings about your foundation and the journey that you're taking to get to where you want to be ultimately when you're called home?
Well, I don't feel anything because, you know, people are going to do that. And as you grow in the Word of God, you will learn that that's part of you being a Christian. People are going to attack you from the north, east, south, and west. But what you should do is pray, keep yourself prayed up in the Word, so when those times do come, you know it's just an attack from the enemy. And you just pray for those people, because the Bible says He'll make your enemy your footstool. So, I mean, I just imagine someone that is attacking me, someone that is an enemy of mine, being my footstool. You know,
and that's the point. You know, you do have to realize and be strong enough to know that what you believe should be giving you the opportunity. Let's go. We have another caller, 9751. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, good evening. My name is Cindy Smith from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, how are you doing, Cindy? How do you deal with people when you find out that your faith or your foundation and your beliefs are under attack, and people are trying to tell you the things that you believe and that allow you to move forward in life are somehow given to you by your slave master, and that you, unless you believe like them, you'll never be prosperous?
Well, you know, I'm going through that now. It's funny that this show is about that. God allowed me to see your post today. And so I was just jumping on, you know, basically because you had posted it. And so I got on, and here it is. I'm actually experiencing this. I just had this huge event here in Atlanta, and it was beautiful. It was the Deliberative Life Lessons Conference. Well, what I've learned over the weekend is, not everybody is going to see your vision as God gave it to you. He gave it to you. You know, so some people are going to agree. Some people are going to think it's in the flesh, like you said. You know, so I just thank God that he delivered me from public opinion a long time ago, because years ago I probably would have cracked and not went forward with what, you know, he gave me just by getting negative feedback. But because of who you are and the anointing on your life, just like the woman of God said, you're under attack. And right now I'm being attacked. And so I know to be quiet and let God be God. God is going to handle all of that. I don't have to do anything. See, there used to be a time where I thought I had to fight all my battles. But because of whose I am, I don't. So I just get quiet and sit back and let him do the work. I left it at the throne. You know, there's always going to be somebody to talk and think negative on what you're doing. You know, but God will give them a footstool right up front, a front row seat to ask to your elevations.
And you're so right. And I think that's when your faith come in. You know, it's almost like you get quiet because you know it ain't no need of you fussing with that person who's attacking you, because you can't win them over. And like Cassie said, you just have to turn them over to God, because not a word that comes out of your mouth is going to find fertile seed to land on. And so you just have to just give in and move on, because there's just going to be people who just believe that they know what's right for you, despite what you've been through.
Amen. Amen.
And that's so, I mean, I'm so glad that you called in, because, you know, when we go through life and we're trying to discover where our place in it is and what our purpose is, we have to be ready and prepared for people to tell us that we're going in the wrong direction, because they're so caught up in what their inability to find their purpose, they don't want to believe that you're on the right track to find yours.
Absolutely. I agree. You know, it kind of hurt, you know, because you want people to believe in what you believe in and your visions and all of that. But the reality of it is not all of them will, and not everybody that's clapping for you is really applauding. So it's just, you know, a tough lesson that I had in life. And I'm doing well. I'm going to help any and everybody, you know, but a lot of times that comes with a whole lot of lashback. No good deed is gone unpunished, and that's so true, you know. But I stand today, I stand on God's promises. You know, I believe that anything that I want, I can have, you know, and that's where my faith level is. I don't worry no more, I worship. So all of those things just come from relationship with Christ Jesus.
And Cassie, let me ask you this. You know, you made mention of that some people are blind, and they don't see what you see, and God has opened your eyes. And what you said is so true, but it's so hard to believe that what is so visible to you is so invisible to others. And how do you deal with that when you know that if something is real and true, and when you share it with somebody, they're so unable to see it?
Just like the woman of God said earlier, that's when you begin to trust, Jane. You just have to trust in what God has told you. You have to trust in what the Word says, that He would, like I said, He would make your enemy your footstool. And sometimes He says just to be still. You don't have to say anything. You don't always have to justify why you are doing what you're doing. You don't need. You don't need an army behind you, because what I called you to do, you're going to do. You just keep walking. You just keep walking and keep believing and keep trusting. The Lord puts that in your spirit. That's why we had talked about the other day about the different gifts. Everybody has a different gift that God has given them to do. You know, so you're walking in your gift right now, and for you to have this particular topic and then the woman of God to come on and say that she just had an event and she was attacked, this is all a part of God's plan, just for validation to tell her, you keep on walking, woman of God. I see you. I got you. I got you covered under my wing. Keep doing what I'm telling you to do. And the same thing with you, James. These people are going to start attacking you because you are elevating to the next level. But you have to stay focused. You have to trust in the Lord, and you have to continue to pray. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, because greater is He that's in you than he that is in this world.
All right. Audrey, I see you just got on with us late. We're talking about how do you deal with people when they're attacking your foundation and your beliefs and telling you that somehow or another you are a slave to your slave master because you could believe in the word and you believe in following the laws of the land? How do you deal with people when they attack you like that, Audrey?
Well, you do have to, and I only caught just the last part, and I tell you what, I think it was probably Regina or maybe Kathy, but they were right on it. It's the word that will get you through. I mean, that's what you have to lean on and depend on, and you have to keep telling yourself in your mind it's not this situation that's in front of you, because it's really spirits and high places that's battling against each other. But what you see in front of you is the issue, and because we are human, we have to deal with it. So we also have to logically understand that where there's darkness, there can't be light. So I do know that the word of the Lord is light. So whatever that situation right now, we have to just call and hold on to the scripture for it. And your response may be said, well, I'm not that deep into the word, and I don't know it like some other people. And you don't have to. Whatever part of scripture that you know, that's enough at that moment. And you just hold on to that. And the Lord, thank God that he intercedes and he understands our hearts, because in ourselves, we don't even know what to say and how to pray. So the Holy Spirit in us is always interceding and translating for us in a way. But just to answer your question, we have to be strong within ourselves and knowing that the word is true and lean on those words. And in this world, we will have trials and tribulations. We understand that. But the good news is knowing that we have the victory through Christ Jesus. And he said in his word that he is the I am. And so whatever it is that we need him to be at any time, he's capable, able, and willing to be the I am for us.
All right. Thank you, Andre. Again, we're at the end of the show, and I want to thank you for coming in and chiming in. You know, your word and your beliefs are always welcome. The same with you, Kathy. And our newcomer, was it Cindy or Cynthia?
Cindy Smith.
Okay, Ms. Smith, we want to just thank you for calling in, and we hope it won't be your last time. We are a place, our platform, where your voice can always be heard loud and clear. So call us back next time. We'll be here tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Hello. I'm the music major. This is my man, Jay Andre.